You're listening to Vectis Radio. We have a legend in the making and a son of a legend on the telephone. Hi, Bobby Wilson.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, it's not a problem at all. When you say this morning, are you in the UK or are you in the States?
I'm in the States, but it's 6:30 in the morning here in the States.
And you got up extra early to speak to us.
Say again?
You got up extra early to speak to us then?
Absolutely. It's an honor. It's an honor and a thrill.
Oh, you're just saying that. Now, you've obviously son of Jackie Wilson. And you, I know last year you recorded some tracks of his and you put your own thing on it, and we're going to play one in a mo. How difficult is it to follow in the footsteps of such a legend?
Well, my thing is, I'm not trying to... I like keeping his music alive, but at the same time, I'm not trying to be him. I'm trying to be me and have my musicality come through. And for most parts, when I do that, he comes through. So that's just the way it worked out for me. The more I push myself, my dad comes through.
So there's obviously a bit of influence from dad. Where the rest of your influence is coming from?
Well, I grew up in a Southern Baptist gospel background, and music was always all around me, and I guess I had it in me. I always loved to sing and dance. I feel like he passed a lot of his musical traits to me and his talents, because I love being on stage. I love singing and healing people through the music, and I can see the results immediately as soon as the show is over, and people express, if I took them down memory lane, or if I put a smile in their heart, or sometimes people have weep because of the memory of their family members that have already passed on. And so they see my father in me, and that's kind of a thrill to me, because my father, is his own artist, and I would never try to be him, but I definitely try to do the best I can of his music with the abilities God gave me.
We're going to play one of your tracks in a moment. I think it's the current single, isn't it? I Get the Sweetest Feeling, which obviously he did. And I mean, let's be honest, most of the songs that he brought out were massive hits in the UK, and some were hits again and again and again, and we've all sort of sang along, and it's so easy to sing along to such a wonderful song. I mean, I Get the Sweetest Feeling is one of those songs that you just hear and instantly like, click your fingers, sing along to. But I just, right. Every time I think of Jackie Wilson, I think of the video from 1986 for Reek Petit, the little plasticine man.
I remember that.
It was just a genius. Obviously, he was no longer with us, so they made up this video, and it's just one of those things that was just fun, and it just accompanied the music so brilliantly well. Mm-hmm. So what have you got in the pipeline? You got new music in the pipeline, a tour, maybe?
We have new music, and we also have a tour coming down the pipeline. Hopefully in the fall I'll be visiting there, and I hope to be able to come to studio live and do a couple songs for everyone and meet new friends.
Do you know what? I heard somebody use the term the other day, the fall. Obviously, we call it the autumn over here. I think that's right, isn't it? Why do you guys call it the fall?
It's a call between summer and winter, we call it the fall. The leaves are falling and they're turning brown, and the cool winds start coming in, and the summer weather is ushered out. It's just something I grew up with.
And I know when you think of Jackie Wilson songs and Bobby Wilson songs too, you think of sunshine, summer, don't you?
You do, because a lot of his songs, especially the ones that were big there, like Reek Petit and Come Back to Me, those songs are so bouncy, and the way he articulated and sung those songs was just amazing. I mean, it'll never be another Jackie Wilson, and I'm just thrilled and honored that God gave me the ability to be able to carry the torch.
Now, I'm just doing a little bit of research here. You know, he used to have, well, also known as Mr. Excitement. Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
his show. Yeah, his show was always exciting because he was high energy, and he sang and he danced, and you know, no mixtapes, no backing tracks, all live, and he had an incredible way of doing music, and of course he had instant charm and people loved him, and he's loved all over the world, and even I'm on a cruise ship right now. We're pulling into Fort Lauderdale, and even when I do my dad's music, they see my dad, you know. I do a couple of his songs on my show. I have an hour-long show. I only do one or two of his numbers. Last night was my show. I did Your Love Is Lifting Me Higher, and I did Repetite in the show out of an hour-and-a-half show, and they just go nuts. I mean, as soon as they heard the music, they're higher and higher, and I started singing it, their room just went berserk. We had a lot of people from the UK here on the cruise ship, and when I did Repetite, they let me know that they were in the room, you know. So it's a thrill and an honor to be able to do my father's music and to continue the tradition of good music.
Well, I would imagine that you're going to be very well received when you come. You say you're coming to the UK in the fall, autumn.
Yes.
And
it's in the works as we speak, and I can't wait to come.
Do you know where you're playing yet?
Not yet, but the schedule will be up on my website, BobbyBrooksWilson.com. So please stay tuned. I'm also on Twitter, and I'm Bobby B. Wilson, and I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. Bobby Wilson on Facebook, Instagram is Bobby Wilson 22.
So if he was Mr. Excitement, what should we call you?
Seems like I've been adapted to the name Mr. Entertainment.
Right, Mr. Entertainment.
Yeah. Seems like that name has been stuck to me since I've been in the business. People started calling me Mr. Entertainment, so that's my title.
Well, I tell you what, we've run out of time. It's a joy to talk to you, and I hope we meet up when you come to the UK and play your gigs in the fall, and we will keep an eye out for your website. Just give us those details again for the website.
The website is BobbyBrooksWilson.com. Facebook is Bobby Wilson, and Twitter is Bobby B. Wilson, at Bobby B. Wilson. So if all else fails, you can Google me. The music is on iTunes, so you can download it. And if you want to pick up the full CD, you can go to Amazon.com and order the full CD. So,
do you know,
it's all there.
I'm just thinking, all of those things that you just rattled off, Facebook, Amazon.com. Of course, when your dad was alive, it would have been totally, totally different. Would have been a totally different interview for plugging stuff, wouldn't it?
It'd be Brunswick Records and pick up the record at your local record store.
Yeah, for just a couple of dollars, I would imagine, back then as well.
Yeah, probably not that much.
I'm just looking. I hope you don't mind me asking this question, but obviously, you know, he was taken from us, from you, in 1984. He was just 49. How old were you at the time?
I was 24.
He was 24. And did you?
Yeah, but don't hold me to it.
Were you a singer back then, or is it something that's developed, you know, since then?
No. I didn't start singing until 6 years after my father passed. I was in the Navy at the time when he passed, so no, I didn't start singing until later on. It's sort of an accident how I started singing through Bruno Mars' father, who saw me singing in a karaoke bar. Offered me a job with his doo-wop group in Waikiki when I was stationed in Pearl Harbor. And from there, I started singing. And started singing as a professional. Bruno Mars, actually, at the time, was 6 years old when I met him. He was little Bruno, the world's youngest Elvis impersonator. And we were singing on that group doing doo-wop music, and people started noticing me and, you know, start yelling from the audience, "You look like Jackie Wilson. I wonder if you sound like him," you know. And it kind of started from there, mushroom into where I am today.
Your dad was a boxer, wasn't he?
He boxed a little bit, got a golden glove when he was young, along with Berry Gordy and and a couple of other ones. Even Levi Stubb did some boxing, you know, from the Four Tops.
Do you do any boxing? Did you?
No. I play sports. I played basketball and a little bit of football, but no boxing for me. You can't hit me in the face.
So you haven't got, because I noticed he had a boxer's nose, didn't he? He had a real boxer's nose.
So
yours is okay.
I'm sure he got broken a few times.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's a joy to talk to you, and can't wait to see you when you come over to the UK, and hopefully you may even get time to visit us on the Isle of Wight. Maybe add it to the tour.
I look forward to that, and when I get there to England or to Scotland, it should be a lot of fun.
Okay, nice to talk to you, Bobby. You take care. Can you introduce a song for us?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here's my remake of my dad's classic tune, I Get the Sweetest Feelings.
Thank you, Bobby.
The closer you get, the better you look, baby. The better you look, the more I want you. But you touch me, baby. The deeper your touch.